Making the journey to cross the border can be a life or death decision. Temperatures in the desert can reach the triple digits, and many migrants die of dehydration or exposure along the way. Despite these dangers, 2014 was the second highest year on record for Central American child and family migration to the U.S. But once people manage to get across the border, there are still threats to their well-being. When Concepcion left her family back in El Salvador, her health wasn't something she worried about. That is, until she arrived here in the U.S. Here's Lila Day again to tell us more.
Yo no me quedo, me voy a ir con él. Yo no me quedo, me voy a ir con él. Para la nueva Jerusalén.
Concepcion Caballero Antonio is listening to one of her compañeras sing at the Mission Neighborhood Health Center while sitting at a table full of bright tissue paper.
Color zapote, naranja y rosado.
Zapote, orange, pink, she says, pointing out the tissue paper she's using to make flower decorations. Today she's with a group of about 10 other men and women. They come here every Wednesday to do projects like this one and to learn about nutrition.
Dulce, Irán.
Coming here is very important to her.
La paso solo llorando. Mucha tristeza, pensando cosas.
She says if she wasn't here, she'd just be crying, a lot of sadness, thinking about things, because the change hasn't been easy. The change she's talking about is having type 2 diabetes. She's 43 and otherwise healthy. It wasn't something she had in El Salvador. But shortly after she arrived, she started having symptoms and was diagnosed here at the clinic. Although it's been 3 years since then, it's still hard.
Cuando la gente me pregunta, yo nunca, nunca digo de mi enfermedad.
¿Por qué?
Me da pena, siento miedo que la gente...
She says she doesn't tell people about her illness. She's embarrassed, afraid people won't want to be around her. When she was diagnosed, she thought it might be a death sentence. Concepcion says back in El Salvador, she knew diabetics who had their feet amputated. It's a disease that is seen often in Latino populations. The U.S. Office of Minority Health reported that Hispanics are almost twice as likely to be diagnosed with diabetes when compared to non-Hispanic whites. And research shows that diabetes is directly linked to socioeconomic conditions. Mental stress raises the blood glucose levels. And migration is stressful, according to Dr. Ricardo Alvarez, the medical director at the Mission Neighborhood Health Center.
Imagine what it would be like if we transplanted ourselves in another culture where we had to deal with housing, we had to learn a language, we had to figure out how to feed ourselves, we had to figure out that migration pattern, and we had to do it with minimal or no supports.
Dr. Alvarez says these stresses can affect hormone levels, like insulin regulation, which is the main problem in diabetes, and it can lead to larger problems.
It's going to affect your nerves, neuropathy, your eyes, retinopathy, your heart. It's going to affect every organ system of your body.
Alvarez says the center has seen a decline in Latino clients. As the neighborhood has changed, the Latino population in the mission is down 50% since the year 2000. But that's still mainly who the clinic serves, with healthcare and through these workshops.
And it's, look how much fun I'm having. I am having a blast. They're loving it.
That's Iran Pont. She's a chronic care coordinator and dietitian who leads the weekly workshops here. She says some of her clients are arriving in need of major support.
Salvador, Guatemala, Nicaragua, very poor countries, and they come here to escape from poverty and sometimes death.
Pont says over the years, she's seen the direct link between migration and diabetes.
And the stress level is so high that by the time we get them here, they have diabetes.
Concepcion says she tries not to get too stressed out. She goes to Zumba class often, which makes her feel better. But her finances are troubling. Bills are adding up now. Her first year of services at the clinic were free, but now she's paying $50 a month for doctor's visits, and another $50 to see a psychologist. Right now, her biggest worry is whether she can afford the $500 it'll cost to fix an ingrown toenail. Coming here helps her not to dwell on it.
Sí, me relaja mucho. Me ayuda a olvidar muchas cosas.
She says it relaxes her. It helps her forget about a lot of things. But sometimes it helps her remember some of the good things, like when a compañera at the clinic bursts into a song, one that Concepcion joins in on. She remembers it very well from El Salvador. For Cross Currents, I'm Leela Day.